Yeah, all right.
Just fucking say it. What's the matter with you tonight?
No. I know you hate
fucking
routine.
Fucking hell.
You and routine don't get on.
Jesus. You're having a fucking period.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Come.
Wow. Are you having a period?
Hello! And welcome to episode 57 of Darren and Matt's 80s Adventure.
Yeah, I'm Matt.
And I am Darren.
And this week we are looking at
Rocky IV. You didn't know what I was going to say then.
I was unclear.
Rocky Ive. I can't do that.
Right.
Yeah, I can't perch my glasses on the end of my nose. It's just weird.
Yeah. Well, that has changed since we were last here. You are wearing more glasses.
More glasses?
Yes, yeah. 8 pairs.
All around my face.
You've been keeping well?
Yeah, lots of work.
That's great. That is it. We've been funny. It's tough to record because we have lots of work. But
yeah.
That's great. I'm not moaning. You're moaning.
You shut up.
Whatever.
They better not be fucking moaning either. I'm trying to squeeze them out as fast as we can, love.
Whoa.
What?
Huh?
Huh? You are.
So
yes.
So let's see if we can remember how to do this, eh?
Well, I'm sure we'll be irate.
Yeah. We have changed up the format a bit this
changed
week.
Up the format.
All right, we've changed the format a little bit. So we just moved a few things about. We think it might work a little bit better. So see
might
what you
do.
Think.
Yeah, let us know. Do you prefer it? Do you not like it at all? Tough if you don't really, because that's where we're going. But there we go.
Nice. All right. Yeah. Brilliant.
Yes. So Rocky IV.
Rocky IV.
Yeah, 1985. Not a year we go to that often. I mean, we've been to all of them quite often now, to be fair.
Yeah.
But have you got any facts for us from 1985?
Well, I might just do. All right, Darren, here are some facts from 1985. I've mixed up a little bit in the respect of, so I thought I'd look at the film charts in 1985.
Ooh.
Around about the time that Rocky... Four. Oh, it's the 1985 thing.
Yeah.
About the time that Rocky IV
1985
was released.
Sex Crime.
So, what?
It's a song.
Sex Crime.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Oh.
Okay, in 1985, so Rocky came out on the 29th of November. So, in America, on the 29th of November. Yeah, you wrote it down that earlier as well.
Yeah, I've got USA 21st November 1985.
Well, that's cool, but I've done the 29th then.
Oh, okay.
I've done the 29th. I think film charts were done differently or whatever else, so I have done the film charts for 1985, roughly about the 29th. So, number five was Back to the Future. Number four was King Solomon's Mines.
Right.
Number three, One Magic Christmas.
Never heard of it. It's just the US charts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number two... was Santa Claus the movie.
Nice.
And straight in at number one was Rocky IV.
Rocky Ive.
Yeah, Rocky Ive. All right, and in the UK, number five was My Beautiful Laundrette. Do you know it?
Yes, I do.
Never heard of it.
Have you not? It's a groundbreaking movie about a gay relationship between, I think, a member of the Asian community and a member of the white British community.
Okay. No, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, groundbreaking film it was.
Number four was Plenty.
That I've not heard of.
Nope. Three.
Get it on the list. Right.
Three was Red Sonja.
I've heard of that.
Number two was Hey You Guys.
I've never heard of that.
Goonies. And number one
that
week in the UK was Santa Claus the Movie.
Nice. So 1985.
Yes.
What a good year.
Yeah, so that's what we were dealing with. And that used to be as well in the years when I suppose it was quite a difference between we'd get films a lot later, wouldn't we? So
yeah.
I don't think we got Rocky IV until 86.
Did we not?
I wouldn't have thought so. All right, so a couple of weird and wonderful stories from 1985.
Oh, crikey, you have gone off-road.
Yeah, well, that's it, because it was getting very difficult to find out facts without repeating myself. So, funny, kind of a couple of funny-ish or disturbing-ish stories, weird and wonderful stories. So, in 1985, this is, in fact, I'm not going to tell you where it is, you can guess. Apparently, the women of the Thurlow family... and they were very, very serious fans of the TV show St. Elsewhere. Do you know it?
Is that the hospital or the fire station?
I think it's a hospital.
Right.
If it was a fire station, it'd be even better because their house caught fire.
Oh, bugger.
And it started burning around them, and they sat, they wouldn't move from their telly.
Shut up.
Right.
They were watching Saint Elmo.
Yeah, they were like, we're not moving. So the firefighters had to drag them away. And as soon as the fire was out, they ran back in, so they catch the final 10 minutes.
That's mental.
Yes.
Fucking hell.
And whereabouts did that happen?
Oh, in the USA?
No. Birmingham. What? Birmingham, England.
Birmingham? Yeah. Wow.
So there we are. That's a weird and wonderful story from, that was in January 85. And then another story I found, this kind of slightly, okay, the title of the news article was Drunk Russians Eat Bambi. So,
okay.
In 85, there was a Soviet production of a live-action film about Bambi, and it had to be halted when three of the deer who were playing Bambi disappeared. It turns out they were stolen and served as the main course at a birthday celebration, and then the culprits were sent to a labour camp as punishment.
Good bastard.
Yes, yeah, so there we are.
Poor Bambi.
I know, imagine that. You're making a... right, let's get Bambi on set, please. Bambi.
So you wouldn't do that with Arnie or something. Jeebus. Why do it with Bambi?
But there we are. So those are some weird and wonderful facts from the year 1985.
Nice.
How about we have the charts?
Rocky IV was released in the USA on the 21st of November 1985. And so this week we are looking at the UK top 10 for the week commencing the 24th of November 1985. At number 10, up from last week's 25, it's Phil Collins and Marilyn Martin with Separate Lives. It's another climber at number 9, up from 23, it's Whitney Houston and Saving All My Love for You. This week's 8 is last week's number 7, it's Queen and One Vision. Up 5 places to number 7 this week, it's Dougie Fresh and the Get Fresh crew, The Show. At number 6, it's another climber up from last week's 10. It's Talking Heads and Road to Nowhere. Falling from last week's number 4 to this week's number 5, it's Jennifer Rush and The Power of Love. Up 14 places to this week's number 4 from last week's 18, it's DC Lee and See the Day. Into the top 3, and it's a non-mover for UB40 and Don't Break My Heart. This week's number 2 is last week's number 1. It's Fergal Sharkey and A Good Heart. Which means it's a new number one this week. Last week's number 2, it's Wham! I'm Your Man. And that was the UK top 10 for the week commencing the 24th of November, 1985. One take fucking wonder.
You did it in one take. 50
never
odd episodes
again.
And that's the first
time. Fuck you. It's true though, but I'll drink to that.
Fantastic. That's a good chart.
It's a very good chart. And you know, even outside the top 10 is amazing as well. 11, Say You, Say Me, Lionel Richie. 12, Take On Me, Aha. 13, Something About You, Level 42. 14, Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves, Eurythmics and Aretha Franklin.
So much for that one take, eh?
Fuck off. 15, Nikita, Elton John. 18, Brothers in Arms, Dire Straits. 20, Trapped, Colonel Abrams. Spies Like Us at 26, Paul McCartney. Howard's Way theme at 27.
Is that...
Do 28, The Hole of the Moon, The Waterboys, The Amazing Waterboys. 32, It's Only Love, Bryan Adams and Tina Turner. We Built This City at 35 for Starship. After the Love Has Gone, 37 for Princess.
What a year.
West End Girls at number 40. It's just, I mean, 43, Alive and Kicking, Simple Minds. 44, St. Elmo's Fire.
Oh,
46,
come
Lipstick, Powder and Paint. Jacob Stevens. I don't know why I'm laughing. 51, Holding Back the Years. Yeah, what a fucking chart that week.
What a week to be alive.
I
mean, the only one I can remember from 1985 was Take On Me, because I was 7.
What, not Jennifer Rush? I was everywhere for ages.
Yeah, but I was...
Because I am your lady.
Thanks, buddy.
No worries, love.
Yeah, no, I think I was dictated what I'd be listening to by my mother.
On the road to nowhere.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I know them now, but back then, the first song I remember was Take On Me. Yeah.
And A Good Heart, Fergal Sharkey, I love that song.
It's hard to find.
Don't get it.
Wow, those are the charts.
Yeah, that's the charts, man, for the week of 24th November 1985.
Lovely. Mm. control, we move to the five-step challenge.
Yes.
So if you don't know what the five-step challenge is, we are back to five steps this week. So Darren has five steps to get from last week's film to this week's film. Then it goes to 4, 3, 2, 1, etc. So we, as I say, we are back to five this week. So Darren, you have got five steps to get from...
Ghostbusters.
To...
Rocky Ive.
Rocky Ive. Darren, can it be done?
Yeah. Okay, as Matthew just said, I have five steps this week to get from Ghostbusters to Rocky IV. It's pretty simple. I'm not going to hold anything out. But there, anyway, here we go. Step one. Sigourney Weaver, who obviously was in Ghostbusters, was in Working Girl with Melanie Griffith. Step two. Melanie Griffith was in the Milagro Beanfield War with John Hurd. Step three. John Hurd was in Chud with Kim Greist. That was the one I knew you'd laugh at. Step four. Kim Greist was in Manhunter with Stephen Lang. And step five. Stephen Lang was in Detox with Sylvester Stallone. And that was the five-step challenge.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's the five... I was going to say the five-star challenge.
The five-star challenge. Love five-star.
So that I've means next week you have four. Four steps.
Yes.
To get
four
from
stars.
This to... whatever we're doing next week.
Yes, whatever that may be. Mm. Who knows? We just don't know. Well, there we go. That's the five-step challenge. Initial reactions then on Rocky IV.
Yeah, it's I've always had a soft spot for this.
Right.
And I still do have a soft spot. It is very, very 80s.
Isn't it?
I mean, I know that's very obvious to say. Like, mm-hmm. I think it's, you know, I mean, there was a couple of Rocky films set in the 80s, but this is the most. It's like the 80s has come up to Stallone and went, you're not doing the 80s hard enough, Stallone. Mm. Let's include a bit of this.
This is M&S 80s.
Yes, isn't it? But... You know, I had fun with it. It's
why? What'd you do with it?
Well, I put on the.
No, I don't want to know.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I had a fun time watching it. What about you two? What about you?
Two. That's a bit rude, isn't it? I've been going to the gym. I'm trying to stand down. Fucking hell. Yeah, it's. I mean, it would be very, very easy to sit here and tear it to shreds. So that's what I'm going to do. No, it's a difficult one because it is. It is pretty naff.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredibly jingoistic, which now is quite...
Is that the game where you've got to sort of pull...
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Pull blocks out and stop the tower from falling.
If you like, yeah. it just in terms of the whole Cold War thing, it's slapping you around the face with it. America is great, Russia is bad.
Well, Rocky basically solved the Cold War, didn't he?
Yes. Oh, God. Anyway, we'll get further into it. But initial reaction, I enjoyed it up to a point, but I don't think it's very good.
Okay. I've got two initial reactions.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm not going to lean into this on the podcast at all. I just want to let you know, I've watched both versions now.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So I've watched the director's cut, if you like, which came out last
director
year.
Director in inverted commas.
Do you know what? It is less 80s.
Right.
You'll be happy to hear. And
it hasn't got that fucking robot in it.
The robot's gone. The robot has been taken away.
Who's going to pay the rights for that in 2022?
I mean, it is a very, very different film, and there's cuts, I think, where there might not need to be cuts. I enjoyed it, but I found myself pining for the 80s version. Don't get me wrong, I did enjoy it, and I'd watch it again, but I think I prefer as a story, it feels more dramatic, I suppose, if you like. They've taken out a lot of the comedy elements, which are not really comedy elements.
No, they're not.
But I'd say if you get a chance and you give it a watch.
Okay.
You won't.
I won't.
No, okay.
But I might. Who knows? Maybe one day when I'm laying on the sofa with a hangover after recording the podcast the night before. Who knows?
What? You mean we drink?
What? Talking of which, let's have a drink and go deeper, shall we?
Oh, yes. I've missed this. So, yeah.
Cheers.
And we're back. Yep. Part two of Darren and Matt's 80s Adventure, where we're looking at Rocky IV.
I knew I could say it.
Well, yeah, there we go. Rocky IV. So in this is where we decided to put the bulk of our stuff, if you like.
Bulk of our junk.
The bulk of our junk. So we are going to be doing the synopsis challenge, We're looking at highlights.
Don't tell everyone. Oh. Huh? Don't give it away.
Just roll with it.
Yeah.
All right. Just find out for yourselves.
Now, long-time listeners to the podcast will know that at this point in the podcast, we have Matt's challenge. And Matt's challenge for new listeners is that he has to give us the synopsis of the movie, and he gets as many seconds as the film has minutes. So, Matt, how long was the film?
A measly 91 minutes.
Slightly too long, but...
by how
so
long?
By one minute.
Yeah.
So therefore, Matt has 91 seconds to give us the synopsis of the film. Are you ready?
Easily.
Then go.
Rocky IV picks up where Rocky III finished with the fight between Clubba Lang and Rocky. Also with Rocky and Creed having their behind-the-doors fight. Rocky heads home and gives Paulie a robot for his birthday. Paulie is reluctant at first, and far be it from me to suggest that Paulie ended up having sexy time with it, but he did pay it a lot of attention. We then meet Ivan Drago and the rest of his team. Drago, a 25-foot Soviet boxer, and his team are there to prove that they have created the perfect athlete. In a desire to prove himself once more, Creed fixes up an exhibition bout with the giant and asks Rocky to be in his corner. Things go south when Drago kills Creed in the ring. This makes Rocky feel he has to fight Drago and avenge his friend's death. Montage heavy, he heads off to Russia without the blessing of Adrian to train him in the harsh mountains. He chops logs, runs in the snow, skips in the dust and flexes by the fire. Drago is training at the same time with the most advanced tech and presumably some help from steroids. Adrian shows up and then we get another montage which ends in Rocky scaling a mountain, and the thing is, things have come really far since he could barely make it up the steps of the Philadelphia Museum of Art. We get to the final battle and it goes the distance, but Rocky wins with heart and reminds us that if I can change, and you can change, everyone can change!
You cheesy bastard.
I know. And the trouble I had saying mountain.
Trying to scale a mountie. I don't remember that bit.
It was in the director's cut.
Right, okay. Just remind us, how long was the film?
91 minutes.
So you had 91 seconds, or 1 minute 31 seconds, to give us the synopsis. You did it in, drum roll, 1 minute 18.3 seconds.
Boom!
Yeah, well within. I'm surprised it took you that long, to be honest.
I know, I had to flesh it out a little bit.
Yeah. I can imagine when he went in with the script and said, this is it, it's 4 pages. Silv, it's 4 pages, man. But yeah, there you go.
Well, apparently the original cut was an hour longer, and I think they used some of that stuff for the alternate version.
Yeah, for the director's cut.
Yes.
Bizarre.
Yeah. Well, but yeah, apparently it's the shortest of the Rocky films.
Oh, isn't it like 87 minutes or something, rather than 91, the director's cut?
I think it's around about the same time.
Because, you know, far bit from us to libel ourselves, but isn't most of the stuff with his ex-wife now cut as well?
Apparently a few of her lines are taken out, yeah. Right. I mean, it wasn't that noticeable to me.
Right.
Yeah, because they, I think more of the recuts at the beginning.
Right, okay. Well, maybe I will give it a whirl.
No, you won't.
I might.
Get the fuck out of here.
I cannot. So there we go then. Yeah. Have you got any alternative casts?
No. Because I think, you know, bar the casting of Drago, which apparently was like thousands of people,
and wasn't Lundgren one of the first they saw anyway?
Yeah, I think he came in. He was very athletic, and then Stallone told him to bulk up, and came back. And I think the initial problem was he was too tall, and then they then wanted him to be tall.
Yeah.
I was watching.
He's a fucking mountain, isn't he?
Yeah.
Sorry, he's a mountie, isn't he?
He's a mountain. He's about our height, yeah.
So,
I think the original thing they were looking for was somebody that's a bit more bear-like,
right?
You know, really hairy and huge. But yeah, I think what they did having that style was good.
Well, then let's not hang around. Let's look at the movie. But this time, as Matt said earlier, we're going to change things around a little bit. We're going to try a few new things. So rather than just waffle too much, we're going to try and pick out 2 highlights and 2 lowlights, if you like. 2 highlights and 2 things that didn't quite work for us from the movie. Let me get me notes. I mean, I should have loved the film, I think, because it's that sort of not good against evil, because that's too simplistic, but it's almost it does make it feel that way that Russia is evil because it's Russia.
And it was the 80s, so a lot of films had that that message behind it.
And even the gloves at the beginning when they just explode.
That's not in another one. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Spoilers.
Ruiners. Yeah.
So, yeah, I, like I say, I should have liked it, but it was a bit too much for me. Yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I do like... thing is, this is modern, and this is going to be a bit controversial because I think it's just the age I am. This was my go-to Rocky film when mm-hmm. I was growing up, whereas a lot of people have got, I don't know, their favourite Star Wars film or whatever else. This was my go-to Rocky film because I think it hit it about the right time. Mm-hmm. You know, I was 7 or 8, and when it came out on video, probably 3 years later. So, yeah, this hit me when I was growing up. And so I've still got that nostalgia factor for it.
I think it's quite accessible as well, isn't it? Mm. If you're of a certain age, it's. I mean, I've only seen Rocky and Rocky 2 a few times. I don't think I've ever seen Rocky 3, but I just found them quite... I mean, they're not my type of film anyway, but I found this much more accessible. Mm. Maybe it's my age now. I don't know.
I think you're right. I think this is... I think the earlier Rocky films are a bit more, dare I say, a bit more serious, a bit more gritty,
yeah.
I think is the word. And this is a bit more polished and 80. It's polished.
It's flashy.
When I say polished, I mean flashy.
Yeah, it's like an MTV music video.
That's the thing. Why did he not have the guts to maybe have it a bit longer and flesh it out with some more story? Which I think...
rather than montage after fucking montage.
Apparently 30% of the film is montage.
Yeah. 50% of the second half of the film is fucking montage. That bit in the car where he's driving along, it's just pure MTV.
Oh, No Easy Way Out?
Yeah. Jesus.
Are you telling me that you've never got upset and put on No Easy Way Out and just driven and thrown a...
Oh, yeah, I drive across the moors every time Ian says I have a row.
Right, and do you put on No Easy Way Out?
Yeah.
And then do you think back to when you were riding your motorcycle and threw your helmet at your statue?
Okay, all right, fair enough. Yeah, you sold me. But how camp is this film in places?
Oh, yeah, incredibly. But in the best way.
Is it? I mean, me and Sez watched it the other night, and, I mean, she's quoting it almost fucking verbatim. Was like, shut up, I've not seen it. So, all right, sorry.
Had you never seen this?
I really hadn't. I thought I had.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I hadn't. Or if I had, then I've blocked it out.
You're a Drago virgin.
Pardon? Not anymore. But it got to the bit where James Brown suddenly appears.
Oh.
And I was like, fuck off. Seriously? Oh, my. I mean, we had this stupid fucking robot, and now we got James Brown doing a fucking production number.
But did you notice, to interrupt you, his backup singers, they were wearing exactly the same suits as Sexual Chocolate.
I said to Sez, Sexual Chocolate, yeah.
They were wearing exactly the same suits as Sexual Chocolate. I was like, oh my
That's
God.
That's got to have been done on purpose.
Yes.
Because there's also a line in the actual original song about, it's something like, take that, Eddie Murphy. So I don't know. I mean, there's a few bits going through the film. The whole Gorbachev, not Gorbachev, standing and applauding. That final fucking speech. Yeah.
Do you know what? That's something I hadn't made the connection, and I promised I wouldn't cock on about it. In the director's cut, they don't stand and applaud.
Good.
They just walk out. So
that makes much more sense.
Mm.
But yeah, I just thought it was predictable. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, but it's predictable. Very formulaic.
Is this your bits that you liked?
No, I've not started on those yet. This is literally just like a little waffle.
Okay, right.
So a little waffle. Sorry, I'll shut up. You can have a little waffle now as well.
I'm good because, you know, I am looking at a bit of rose tinted glasses and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's fun to watch. I will watch it again lots, I'm sure.
Okay, well, let's do highlights and lowlights.
Yeah, let's definitely. Because there are definitely some lowlights.
Yes, there are. Yeah. Go on, then.
Okay, well, I think the whole robot bullshit is unnecessary. And
is this a low light?
Very much a low light.
Yeah.
And I can see why he got rid of it years later. It was a gimmick. And I think it was an attempt at making it a little bit lighter in places.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't.
No, it really... I mean, that's my first low light as well, is the robot. It's just weird.
Yeah.
I guess sort of a family movie for, you know, older kids, but that sort of thing would be for younger kids.
Yeah.
And then it's just sort of forgotten. And to me, it just doesn't work. It's silly.
Yeah, I don't, it just sort of comes out of nowhere as well. You know, because Rocky 1, 2, 3 and Rocky 5, which is admittedly not a great film, then none of them have got this just complete curveball of this... I can imagine if it was some sort of product at the time and the studio were trying to sell it, but it wasn't.
Well, apparently he saw it at some sort of, I don't know, Ideal Home Exhibition or something along those... No, not at all. One of those sort of exhibition-y type things.
Oh, like a future thing.
I think I want it for the movie.
Okay.
So that, I get that, but I also get probably, you know, now it would probably be cut because, again, they'd have to pay for the rights to use it as well, practically. But, no, it's silly.
Okay, so I think we've both got the same first lowlight.
Yeah.
I suppose my second would be a bit... bit weird. I think the heart of Rocky is Rocky and Adrian, and I don't think we got enough of her in this film. I think it sort of became like a lone warrior on his mission to avenge his friend.
Yeah.
As opposed to, and the heart of all the Rocky films have been Rocky and Adrian, and she just seemed to be whining at him, saying, look, you can't win, I don't believe in you. And then later on she turns up and goes, I couldn't stay away. I think it missed something, maybe having not as many conversations with Rocky and Adrian. I think that was something that was missing a little bit for me.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I'm not overly familiar with the films, but it just seems that from everything I've read and from what I remember, she's always very negative.
Yeah. You know,
she's married a boxer and then wants him to not be a boxer.
Yes.
there we go. So I get that. But, you know, she comes good. She turns up in Russia / Wyoming. At some point.
I didn't know until today that it was filmed in Wyoming.
Did you not?
No, in my head it's Russia. I'm like, they went to Russia.
To be honest, I just assumed it was Canada. You know, cold, big, you know, things.
Of course, that statement's really stupid from me. Why would they actually go to Russia in the 80s?
In the 80s? Good point. Well made. Fucking dingbat.
I know, but in my head, see, that's how much I believed it. I was like, oh, they went to Russia and everything.
And they went to the moon in Moonraker.
Look at the airplane. It's even got like...
Don't even get me started on aliens.
He climbed a mountain, or mounted a mountain.
Yes, he did. Oh, Jeebus. Yeah. So, I get that. I get that. It just seems very, very negative. But she does come good.
That's what Rocky said.
We should know after however many years. Anyway, yes, my second low light, if that even is a fucking word.
It is now.
Is the amount of montages. The montage in the film.
Mm-hmm.
The film opens with the fucking montage from the previous movie.
Yep.
And then you've got another montage. Well, you've got the car drive.
Yeah.
And then you've got the first one.
First training scene.
In Russia.
Yeah.
/ Wyoming. And then the second one in Russia. / Wyoming.
Yeah.
It's just fucking hell. Have you run out of ideas? Is this really just a 4-page script? Too many. Or is it that you're trying to sell Survivor's records? But I mean, Survivor... Sue fucking perb. But that'll come later. But yes, I just thought there were way too many montage in the movie. And it's like, fucking hell, here we go again.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's my second low light.
All right. My highlight is the montages.
Is it really?
No, I mean, sort of.
Right.
Okay. I mean, if we move on to the highlights, I guess the bits I do love in this film. All right. I mean, I defy anybody. When they were younger and running or training or weightlifting, you know, not to watch those montages and gone, yeah, I could be like Rocky. So actually,
really?
Yeah, so honestly, for me, one of the highlights is Hearts on Fire. I love that montage. I'm like,
which wasn't supposed to be Hearts on Fire, was it?
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. But that's for later.
I guiltily love it. You know, right. I wanted to be able to skip like that. I want to be able to do those ridiculous. Crunchy things. He's balancing his legs down or whatever, and it just
looks, and he's just literally on his shoulders or whatever, and his whole fucking body does
and he's
that.
Doing like this, V.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks ridiculously hard.
I can do it. It's easy.
Yeah. And then he's scaled a mountain, for God's sake.
And a Mountie.
But I mean, that's where I thought it has gone very, very far from Rocky 1, where he was having trouble running up the steps, and now he's run up a mountain.
Yeah.
So, yeah, actually... No, it sounds contradictory to what you're saying, but I do fucking love that montage.
Right.
Especially.
Okay, so that's your first highlight.
Yes.
Do you want to know my first highlight?
Yep.
The montages.
No!
Seriously. Yeah. It's even though they're a low light as well, they're also a real fucking highlight because they're brilliant. They are fucking genius. But, I mean, they're genius in their awfulness, but they're also genius as well with the music they use and they're very... They're not classy in the slightest, but they're just It sort of G's you up, yeah. And gets you into the film. So yeah, that has to be a highlight as well for me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. My second highlight, it's got to be the final fight.
Okay.
I love it.
Right.
I absolutely love it. That you know what's going to happen anyway.
So formulaic.
You do know what's going to happen.
Slow-mo punches, lots of spit and blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much fucking water or grease or whatever are they spraying on these guys throughout the whole fucking movie?
Well, yeah. Well, afterwards, they opened the place as a slip and slide.
I can well believe it. Jesus. Oh, I just turned to Sez and said, how much water are they spraying on these fuckers? And she's like, I don't think it's water. I think they're actually using grease or something to make it stand out. Or I don't know.
They've got to have some sort of body gel on.
Do that again.
Ooh, body gel.
This is why we should be on YouTube. Or boob tube.
Boob tube, yeah. The way I'm holding myself right now. Yeah, the final fight. I mean, yeah, it's... The stakes are high. You've just watched Apollo being killed. You know, this little man cannot win, apparently.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, shit, well, film if you didn't.
Well, I'm not even going to get into that. Because I watched the Rocky film, the one Rocky film I could watch at the cinema, and it was spoiled for me before someone gave me the end away before. I was like,
they did what?
They gave me the
they
end
gave
away.
You the end away.
Yeah, they said,
dirty
oh,
bastards.
So and so wins. I was like, are you fucking serious? The one Rocky film I've been able to watch at the cinema, you told me the end. Anyway, I'm not mentioning any names, my brother.
Well, thanks for calling me your brother, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, like you've watched more Rocky films than this. Okay.
I've watched them all at least 10 times.
So, yeah, the fight for me. Right. The sweaty.
Sweaty, drippy, punchy, bloody.
Imagine if you put the chair, right? We'll talk about the soundtrack in a minute, but imagine taking out like all the Vince DiCola stuff during the fight and putting in playing with the boys.
Nice.
All right, sorry. Okay.
Okay, well, my other highlight really, sort of on the flip side of that, was Creed's death.
Oh.
Because fucking hell, the mood just changed instantly. Ooh. Because I wasn't expecting it. I really wasn't expecting it. You know, if he dies, he dies.
And you were expecting then to cut to a hospital where
exactly,
he's like, oh, and, I don't know, I'm a stallion.
It was a real shock. It was a real curveball. And apparently now, looking back or you know, researching the film, Silv wishes he didn't do it, doesn't he? He said he'd rather he crippled him, basically, and changed his character. He was in a wheelchair or whatever for the other films. But yeah, it came completely out of the blue.
That would have been good. Like a constant reminder of this is what, you know, can happen.
But obviously, you know, that gives him the impetus to fight this fucking mountain. And just mounting. But it's the bit where they sort of bump boxing gloves.
Yeah.
And he doesn't fucking move an inch. And you instantly see in Creed's face, oh, fuck.
Yeah,
I really like that.
It's the
bit.
First round as well, where he's getting beaten the piss out.
Oh, it's horrible.
No.
Yeah,
I must say, kudos to Carl Weathers when he went down and
Bill
he,
Withers.
Carl Weathers.
I've been calling him Bill Withers all
Have
week.
You actually, been calling him Bill Withers. But it's when he hits the mat and he starts shaking as well.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah. That's...
Again, reading up on that, the medical advisor thought there was actually an issue. I thought it wasn't acting. But yeah, that just proves what a great actor Bill Withers is.
For God's sake, Bill Withers, really. But it's almost like that moment from Kickboxer, you know, when Tong Po goes straight into the back of... Yeah. And you feel it, don't you? You felt...
Although, he should have been fucking disqualified for what he did. Cheating bastard.
What, killing him?
Well, punching him after the bell's gone and then throwing the ref across the ring.
Yeah.
The dirty bastard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but yeah, so okay. I think between our highlights, we've got the whole film covered.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Yeah. Well, but there we go. That's highlights and lowlights. I quite like that.
I quite like doing this. Yeah, section altogether because I think I'm ready to talk about the music.
The
now.
Music. Well, let's do that then, shall we?
Okay.
Right. So, music-wise, I have to be honest. In terms of the original score. I was quite disappointed. The actual tracks that are used, they're a work of fucking genius. There's no two ways about it.
Don't put Vince DiCola in a corner, right? I love Vince DiCola.
Okay. But Eye of the Tiger is great.
Mm-hmm.
One Way Street by Go West. Where was that? I could not find it anywhere. Yeah, but apparently, maybe it's playing
on a radio in the background.
Or playing on that fucking robot. But yeah, apparently there's a Go West track in there, but I couldn't see it or hear it. Double or Nothing, got a bit of Johnny Baggins and Gladys Knight. We like a bit of Kenny Loggins. Obviously, as...
Oh, is that that's what the robot is playing?
Double or Nothing, yeah. That's the one. Living in America, obviously, as we've already talked about with James Brown. No Easy Way Out. Burning Heart. There's two Survivor numbers in there. Just phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Just phenomenal. Eye of the Tiger and Burning Heart. Love it. And Hearts on Fire is a really, really good song as well.
So that's sung by Vince DiCola, right? Off the top of my head.
No, Hearts on Fire was sung by John Cafferty. It was written by John Cafferty.
Vince DiCola and Joe Esposito. I love Joe Esposito.
And which song did that replace then, as we alluded to earlier?
I'm assuming You're the Best.
Yeah.
Was that Rocky III?
It was Karate Kid 2.
Oh, Glory of Love.
Glory of Love, yeah. It was written for that.
Now, see, I've heard a few stories about which Joe Esposito song. I understood that Eye of the Tiger was used in place of You're the Best Around in Rocky III,
right.
I think. I could be wrong.
Yeah, so Hearts on Fire is a great song, but that was also used on the end credits, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
But originally, that was supposed to be Glory of Love, which ended up being used in Karate Kid 2 instead.
That's Peter
Cetera. Yeah, Sylvester Stallone rejected it.
Why is it all the rejects from Rocky go to Karate Kid?
Yeah.
We've got You're the Best Around, which is, just a genius film. A genius song, Glory of Love, that's cracking as well. But yeah, Glory of Love, I think that would have given it I think it needed to have an upbeat ending.
Yeah.
Because, again, cocking on, the alternate version, Die of the Tiger's not used at the beginning, it's used at the very end.
Okay.
So yeah, interesting, right?
Interesting.
But also, back to the score then.
That was just listing the songs that were in the
good
score.
Songs.
Yeah, and I think they are much better than the actual original score, I have to be honest. I find the original score quite poor.
I've got the biggest soft spot for Bill Conti.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think Vince DiCola had... I think Conti was busy working on Karate Kid 2, actually, ironically.
Yeah.
But I've got a real soft spot for this score as well, because I had the... I've listened to it a lot, and it's in my gym playlist.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, he's worked a lot, obviously. Rocky IV and Transformers movie.
Is he on the 80s Transformers movie?
Yes, and Transformers the movie.
Right, okay. You got the touch. You got the power.
Yes. But, I mean, he is responsible for the song as well. We're just talking about...
Hearts on Fire.
Hearts on Fire. Yeah. Jesus, which is a great song. I just find he's just got some bizarre soundtrack things in his arsenal, like
in his
arsenal. American Horror Story. He's a writer for that. He was responsible for World Snooker Championships and things like that. Just bizarre.
Can I tell you what I think the problem is?
Go on.
Rocky 2, Rocky 3, Rocky 5. Right, like everything else is pretty much Bill Conti or in and around those themes.
Yeah.
He doesn't take what's already existing. He does tend to do his own thing.
Exactly.
Which does stand out like a sore thumb now because it is so 80s and not timeless like Conti's stuff.
I think listening to some of Conti's stuff, it's very 70s. I think there's a lot of the orchestration stuff that does tie it to the 70s. But they are, great, great tunes. And I just don't think there's anything here, apart from Hearts on Fire, but that's the song, that it's just... anywhere near that good.
Well, you know what Stallone should have done. I said, rang up Bill Conti and went, "Are you busy? Oh, you're doing Karate Kid 2. All right, we'll get John Williams. No worries."
Well, that would have been a better option, yeah. Which seems harsh because he's obviously a composer, and I don't like.
Oh no, we're not shitting on him because I'm the guy that's got his stuff on my gym playlist.
I just find the soundtrack a bit dull. I mean that opening bit, after the opening montage, where it's the two of them in the ring, Rocky and Creed. When they're walking in, it sounds like 70s porn.
It does, doesn't it?
It's bizarre.
Oh, yeah, that's something I wanted to bring up. It's that whole bit where Drago is being lifted up in the ring. That Dun, 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 dun. And right. Actually, it's got hints of yes. the Imperial March.
Yeah. Oh, right. Because I didn't notice that.
Yeah, so I'll play it to you later. It's okay. Got like, so as it's playing, it's got, it, at one point goes, dun, 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 dun. I was like, oh, come on.
Nice.
Oh,
nice.
Come on.
He does reuse a little bit of Rocky's theme occasionally.
A touch, yeah.
Tiny, tiny, tiny little bit. It's very synthy. It's a bit cheesy. And I just don't think there's enough of it. Maybe it's the director's decision to buy in tracks to use in the movie. But I just, yeah, it for me, it's not very good.
Sorry, Vince.
Mr. Cooler.
Right. Okay, so that's the music. In fact, that's everything we've got to say about the film. So yeah. that's the end of section two.
Yeah, which means when we come back, it's, for me, another highlight.
Yeah.
Although I am trailing. I am trailing.
Yeah, if we have the quiz. And we got our sum up, so please join us after this little break.
For the quiz of the week. Eyes down for a full house.
All right, quiz then.
Yeah, I had to stop myself doing it again. Yes, time for the quiz. Now, being... yes. Sorry, fucking brain fart. Yes, so as it stands at the moment, because we had our little dead heat... Mm-hmm. As it were, in an episode a few weeks ago, it stands at 4 to you and 3 to me. Even though we're on episode 57, it is 4-3 to you. So, that being an odd-numbered episode, you go first.
Yes, because I'm odd. I think that's actually how we remember,
odd
isn't it?
As a card, Gordy. Yes, question one to you.
All right, question number one for you, Darren. How many gold medals does Drago's wife have?
Fucking hell. Two.
Yep, that's good. But in what?
Oh, okay. I don't even know.
No, okay, I'll give you that. It was two in swimming. So she was.
How was it? I missed that bit completely.
Yeah, it was the TV announcement came up, the double gold medalist in swimming.
Oh, cheeky.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. Good guess. Okay, question one for you then.
Yes.
At the Apollo Creed fight.
Yes.
What is Apollo Creed's weight?
Ah, this isn't one of my questions. So I think, this is so tough. I think it's 221 pounds.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes! It was 221 or 231. Right. I was like, oh, because nice. it stuck out to me, weighing in it. Right, well, since we're on that fight.
Yes.
Can you name me two of Apollo's nicknames?
See, this is one of my questions as well. So I have to remember the one that really stuck out for me.
I think I know exactly which one stuck out for you.
The Count of Monte Fisto.
The Count of Monte Fisto. How funny was that?
Genius. And the others.
Go on, one more.
Oh, come on. I fucking wrote this afternoon. Count of Monte Fisto. There's something dangerous. What's it? The Come on. Inspiration. You need to kick in right now.
Yes, you do.
The Count of Monte Fisto. No, it's not going to come.
Okay. So you could have had the Dancing Destroyer.
I knew there was something dancing.
King of Sting, Master of Disaster.
Shit.
Count of Monte Fisto. Yeah. I mean,
bugger. Okay, that's one to you then, bastard.
hang on. Just one thing. So I also Googled, because I think there's some we missed, right? Mm-hmm. So I thought, okay, there's got to be some more. So they say the one and only, but then I thought that was just the one and only Apollo Creed. The Thane of Pain as well.
Really?
The Thane of Pain. God. The Prince of Punch.
Nice.
But yeah, for me, I wet my... The Count of Monte Fisto.
Fucking genius.
It just sounds like a really bad 80s porn. All right.
Okay, then question two for you.
Yes.
What is the name of Drago's coach?
I'm not even going to attempt it. I have no idea.
Really?
No idea.
Manuel Vega.
Right, okay.
Apparently. Okay. Two each after two questions each.
I think this is achievable. What rank is Drago?
Is it captain?
Don't know. Is that your answer?
Yes.
Then yes. Yes, he is. Yeah. Cool. Captain Drago. Captain Drago. He's a hero.
Shall I do a quote? Or
yeah, if you like. Why not?
I think this is quite achievable, though.
Okay.
So it's from Creed.
Uh huh.
And he says, "I've retired more men than."
Social Security.
Bang on. Yeah, there we go. It's three each at the end of three questions.
Ooh.
Ooh, sudden death. Yeah. Well, it's not really, though, is it? Just a lot of questions. But yes, okay.
I don't have a lot of other questions, actually.
Well, that's not very good.
I think the ones I've got are pretty easy.
You say that?
No, they definitely are. Okay. In what round did Creed die?
I can't remember how many. Just fucking do-da-round.
What, with the montage going
yes,
on?
Yes, exactly. it's the first number that came into my head. Round 8.
2.
Oh, it's just round 2, was it? Oh, fudge.
Yeah, okay. He got beaten the piss out of round 1 and then in round 2 knocked on his ass.
Okay. Right, when Bill Withers is in the pool.
Carl Withers, yeah.
What is the ad on TV?
I don't know. I'm going to take can I guess the sort of product and get some.
Well,
sort of...
I've got the name of the product yet.
No, I can't tell you. Was it some sort of tooth whitening or?
No, it was Church's new Southern Fried Catfish.
Oh yes, I remember thinking. I was like, oh, catfish means something very different nowadays,
doesn't it? Apparently. Okay, right. Well, Jesus, that's a 4 inch.
There we go.
Hey, this is like a battle between East versus West, man.
Are we going to go the distance? Is that what it is?
I hope not, because I'm running out of questions.
What was on Rocky's jumper in the Creed fight?
Boss.
Yes.
I don't know, because it's one of mine. Ooh. Right. Question 5 for you. What was on Rocky's top in the... Oh, no, hang on.
Boss.
What is Paulie's birthday wish?
It's not world peace. is it something like to get the robot out of there?
No.
Okay.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
that he wasn't in this nightmare.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
I thought you'd get that. Okay.
Well, it's sort of, I'm not saying that I'm right, but it's like.
It was a throwaway. Yeah. Oh, no, I wasn't in this nightmare.
Yeah. I knew it had that connotation that, you know.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's it.
You win.
6-4 then. On Rocky 4.
The underdog has won.
Which means it's 4 all, baby.
Great. That's good. Because you haven't won enough anyway. So it's good that you're on my heels.
Okay. Yeah, my other question was, what does Drago describe Rocky as? He says he's made of...
Iron.
Iron. Yeah, that was it. Oh, no, hang on. What's Drago's nickname?
Well, there's a couple. So Death from Above after the fight, but before that, the Siberian Express.
Siberian Bull.
Siberian Bull, Siberian Express, Death from Above.
Right.
So.
And his weight in the Creed
fight? Oh, no idea.
Oh, I should have gone with that one then. 261 pounds.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. He's a big bastard, though, isn't he?
He was 261.
Even though he only had fucking 9 lines, 46 words in the whole film.
Wow.
Yeah.
See,
crazy.
That's what I don't get, right? He's 261 pounds and everyone thinks he's a god, right? I'm 261.
You are only 3 feet tall, though.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Well, there we go. That's the quiz. Stop it. I guess that's last orders at the bar.
Last orders at the bar, please. Last orders at the bar.
Well, we haven't summed up in a film in a while. We have, if you just listened to the last one. But okay. So, shall I go first?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. I mean, I started talking before you even said yes, so...
I'm happy just to drink with WKD, who still aren't fucking sponsoring us.
This film is not without its faults, as we definitely know. This film will always have a place in my heart, but I have had fun watching it. And it's an easy watch because it's an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's sometimes quicker to watch this than it is to watch 2 episodes of a TV show.
What, like Cobra Kai?
No, because they're about half an hour long. So that's 3 episodes. Cobra Kai, streaming now on Netflix.
Oh, but, you didn't pay for saying that?
But do you know what? I still really like the film. Yeah, you can whack it on the background. The montages, you know, we've discussed, are great and shit in equal measure. Yeah,
true.
The music, cool. You know, it's just... And Stallone, right, and we'll say as well, Stallone and Drago, Lundgren, how fucking ripped did they get for this film? I mean, they really put the work in. And I take my hat off to them because, you know, they were in great shape for this.
Right.
Really great shape. And... Yeah, I think it's a good film. It's not a bad film.
Right.
It's a good film in my opinion. It's not going to be a high scorer for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try and be a bit more objective, but even still, you know, it was a fun ride.
Cool.
Right, yourself?
Yeah, like you say, it's a nice short film. It's easily accessible. It's way too excessive in some of its ideas. I think it's quite simply made. There's lots of crash zooms and freeze frames, and it's a bit style over stuff. Well, it's not even a bit style over substance. It's a lot style over substance. But, you know, the facts, the figures speak for themselves. It cost $28 million to make and recouped over $300 million. That's one hell of a fucking profit.
We've had worse days, Rogers.
We've had worse days, Rogers.
Rogers.
But it's fun. It's camp. But there's not much there going on. It's a couple of fights and some montages and a couple of scenes. That final speech is horrendous. It has to be said that it's just...
And again, it is different in the alternate version. And it's better.
But I can only talk about this version.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And it's painful to watch it now. As I say, it's formulaic, it's jingoistic, it's too much. But it is fun. So, yeah, it's fun, but it's not very good.
Right.
To use that awful phrase, it is what it is.
Do you know, during this podcast, I've seen a lot of changes happening, right? You know, by the way that you look at Rocky IV and the way I look at Rocky IV. And here tonight, there were two guys...
Fucking shut up.
...drinking themselves away.
That's true. We've had Cronenberg.
Anyway, I could carry on. But, you know, if I can
please
change...
Please don't.
Then not you can change.
Broken bottle of WKD through your neck. You
Everyone can change. All right, so let's give it a score, shall we?
Mm.
Do you know, interestingly, Stallone also scored his film. They was asked on a TV show what he would score the Rocky films, and... I won't go as high as he did on this one.
Right. What did he give it?
He gave it 7.5.
Fucking hell. He's not seen many films then.
But he's not that he was close to it at all. but I won't go far off. Are we still doing halves?
I guess so. We'll see.
Do you know what? I'm edging towards a 7, but I don't think it quite gets there.
Right.
I think it with a nostalgic and rose tinted glasses, I'd give it a 7, but a realistic 6.5.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not going to be quite that generous because obviously I don't
but
have
But you're not
that.
Going to be mannequin sort of...
I'm not... Yeah, no, I'm not. But for me, it's... I think the thing that sort of gives it a slight boost, because, I mean, it could go sort of mannequin because I think there are a lot of faults there, but it's much more entertaining to watch. I think for me, the thing is, will I go back and watch it again? And yeah, I probably will at some point. It's, like you say, it's a switch your brain off, lay on the sofa with a fucking awful hangover and just watch that. So I'm going to give it a 4.5.
Oh, that's harsher than I thought you were going.
Really?
Yeah. I thought you might even hit the 50%, you know.
Right.
Maybe a 5.
I think there's so many faults with the film. And actually, there's not that much original material in the fucking film. That's another problem. But it's a fun ride.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's what, 11 out of
20? 11 out of 20, yeah.
All right.
That's all right.
That's fine,
isn't it? That's fine. We've had worse.
It's over 50%.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Which the film has montages.
Yes, exactly. Fucking hell. Yeah. But honestly, if you haven't seen it, or you haven't seen it for a few years, go and watch it. It's...
Or if you're feeling particularly like beating yourself, then go and watch both versions.
Yeah, if you've got a 3 hour spare.
Yeah. Yeah, well, why not? Unless some films are 3 hours, aren't they?
Exactly.
All righty then. That was good. I enjoyed that. I quite enjoyed the new format where we put all the bulk of the film stuff into one section.
Whack it all together.
Yeah, whack it.
Yeah.
What did you think, though, folks? Do you agree with our assessment on Rocky IV? Do you love it? Or do you think it is the worst Rocky film in the entire, I suppose, 8, if you're counting Creed 2?
Belober or whatever it's called? Or
what?
What? Isn't there one called Balboa? Rocky Balboa, isn't it?
Balboa, Des, Balboa.
Fucking hell, Matt, keep up.
All right, it took me a while. I was like, what's Balboa?
Well, according to Honest Trailers, he's called Rampke Balbambo. Which is genius.
So, yeah, let us know, folks. What did you think? Do you agree with this, or are we just cocks? Okay.
Well, I think that's a fucking given, isn't it?
On to next week, or yes. Next time.
Yeah. You know, and don't forget Patreon.
And Patreon.
Slip that one in there. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, next week, time. Then, yeah. Next time. Next episode. Okay, the tagline for this.
Ooh.
What do we want? Do you want a short tagline and a long tagline? Short or long? Short or long?
Well, either.
No, I'm going to need long. I'm going to need long.
Oh, okay. How fucking long? Is it 91 minutes long?
Well, I might do a quick montage of words.
Gotta have a montage.
They were five total strangers with nothing in common, meeting for a first time, a brain, a beauty, a jock, a rebel, and a recluse. Before the day was over, they broke the rules, bared their souls, and touched each other in a way they never dreamed possible.
Is this a fucking Tory lockdown party again? Bunch of wankers.
So there we are. That is our film for next week.
That sounds like it could be a biggie.
It is a biggie.
Hey!
You can't cough on microphone.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. It's very bad technique.
So yeah, that is our film for next week. Whoa. So if you know what that is, then you know what that is. But if you don't, then you can always look at our Facebook page at some point where the trailer will be released.
Oh, nice. Yes, it
See,
will.
I'm being nice. No drops or check it out or whatever
check
else.
Check it out, man.
So that's pretty much it for Rocky IV, isn't it?
Yeah.
We would like to do a big thank you. We'd like to say a big thank you to all those that... Actually, because we were absent for quite a long time. People mm-hmm. have kept downloading lots and lots of the episodes. And how popular is La Bamba?
That's crazy.
It's crazy! So, but there also is a Patreon if you want to go and check us out on Patreon.
Patreon. Oh, that sounds good.
There are a multitude of episodes on Patreon that you can listen to that are available. Previous episodes and future mm-hmm. episodes will be.
And there. Just Patreon exclusives as
there
well.
There are complete exclusives on there. Yeah. So,
give us your fucking money.
Brilliant. right. but yeah, we just want to say a big thank you to everyone that has stayed in touch and supported the show.
Yep.
So, anything else, buddy?
No!
Right, okay, until next time then. I've been Matt.
And I am Darren.
Cheers! Cheers!